Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
And we're back! Isn't it nice and peaceful here in the Pflugerville Ocean without Zogzilla the sea monster hanging around?
We sent Zogzilla back to Balzar. Good on us.
Indeed. So, a nice calm day in the ocean dead ahead. Just the way I like it.
Interesting. A big crate just fell into the Pflugerville Ocean right over there.
Oh. Why do I get the feeling my peaceful day is about to get upended? I know, Zeus. I was looking forward to a chill tour day around the bay, too. But duty calls.
Come on, Atlas. Let's investigate this mystery crate.
Heading to target area.
The crate just landed on the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. Take it slow, Atlas. There could be another sea monster in there.
If there is, at least it's a small one. Holding position.
Get me some light on that thing, and zoom in with the camera.
Lights. Camera. Action!
Are we making a movie or examining a crate?
Sorry, I got a little carried away.
Bring up the camera imaging on the underwater HD screen.
Imaging coming through.
Interesting. There's a logo on top of the crate.
An L and a W inside a circle. And you know what that means.
Lucy Wow!
At least I know whatever is in there isn't going to attack us.
Do we though? Remember Robozuki? That Lucy Wow invention went rogue and now it's Mighty Mila's sidekick. She might have built us a mechanical shark that will take a bite out of Merv, our mini submarine.
Proceed with caution.
I'm going out there with a crowbar.
Good plan. You can fight off the mechanical shark with the crowbar.
The crowbar is for opening the crate. And we don't know if it's a mechanical shark or not. Maybe it's lunch.
Yeah, maybe it's chili dogs.
A girl can dream. Preparing for underwater dive.
Testing underwater audio. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it slow out there.
Closing chamber door. Opening hatch.
Looking good. Proceed with caution.
10-4, little brother.
Hey, it's Betty the Whale. We love Betty the Whale.
Hey there, Betty. You're looking gigantic as usual today.
I feel better now. Betty will protect you if a mechanical shark pops out of the crate.
That she will. Opening crate.
What's in there?
Some sort of mechanical contraption. About the size of a basketball, but it's square. Lots of wires and some suction cups. Weird.
Is there a note?
Oh, there is. Let's see. What does this say?
Wait a second here. How is there a note underwater? The paper should be all wet.
Hello, Well of a Tale crew. It's me, Lucy Well. I wrote this note on a new invention. Waterproof paper. I hope it's working.
Huh. Mystery solved.
I was looking through Mildred's old journal of inventions, and I found a really nifty one I thought you might like. So I built it. No idea if it works or not.
There's a pretty good chance that thing will blow up in your face. Don't get too close to it.
There's more on the back of the waterproof paper. Mildred called this invention the Word-O-Matic. It's a something kind of amazing. I mean if it works, which it might not.
The Word-O-Matic?
The Word-O-Matic can translate what sea creatures are saying into our language. It also translates our language into theirs. And then there are a bunch of notes about how it might not work, and she says to use a suction cup to attach the Word-O-Matic to the front of the sub and then plug it into our audio system.
Whoa! This is amazing!
If it works.
Let's get it hooked up and test it out. We can start with Betty the Whale. Wouldn't it be cool if we could understand what she was saying?
It would be pretty cool. Okay, lifting Word-O-Matic out of the crate. Attaching Word-O-Matic to submarine. Plugging Word-O-Matic into MERV subsystem. Turning Word-O-Matic on.
And we're all set. The Word-O-Matic is installed and ready to go. It even came with a very cool menu that tapped right into our onboard monitor. You gotta see this.
Heading back.
And I'm back.
You are really fast when you want to be. Also, don't drip on my lunch pail.
Hey, this menu system Lucy built is neat.
As you can see from the screen, we can pick any sea creature we want, and even pick multiple sea creatures at the same time. Then, we just hit the two-way radio option, and voila! They can hear us, and we can hear them. Amazing!
Assuming it works.
Only one way to find out. Setting menu to Blue Whale.
Here goes nothing. Betty? Betty the Whale? Can you hear me?
It's a good thing she likes us. Betty's eyeball is bigger than our windshield.
I repeat, Betty, can you hear me?
How strange. I hear voices.
No way!
No, I really do. I hear voices. Who's there?
It's Xavier and Atlas in the submarine. It's us, your Whale of a Tale friends.
Atlas? Xavier? This is really weird. I can understand what you're saying.
And we can understand you. It's because we have this amazing Word-O-Matic machine Lucy Wow made for us. Pretty cool, right?
I should say so. And Lucy's timing could not have been better.
Why's that, Betty?
Because a friend of mine has a big problem, and I don't know how to solve it.
We're here to help. That's our job. The Whale of a Tale team is on the job in the Pflugerville Ocean.
Yeah, Betty, we can handle it.
Yeah. We can definitely handle it.
Well, if you say so. Well, I sort of lost my best friend.
That's terrible news.
We will help you find your best friend.
Oh, thank you. This is very good news.
So you lost another whale? That's not hard to find. Whales are gigantic. Hard to hide a whale.
Well, my best friend isn't another whale. It's a sea snail.
A snail? Not a whale? Hey, I made a rhyme. I'm a poet.
This is going to be a much bigger challenge than I thought. Snails are tiny and the ocean is huge.
But we will find your best friend, the sea snail, who is not a whale.
Oh, I'm excited. I will find you, Bert the sea snail.
Xavier here with a special alert for everyone out there listening. We are never going to find Bert the Sea Snail. He's too tiny. But I can't tell Betty and Atlas that or it'll break their hearts. Looks like we're going to have to go on a snail hunt and hope for the best. We'll get started while you take a quick break. Come right back. We need all the help we can get.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Well, amazing listeners, as I suspected, the hunt for Bert the Sea Snail is not going great.
The search continues.
Right, the search continues. We've been at this for 2 hours so far, and we haven't even covered 1/10 of the Pflugerville Ocean.
Bert! Where are you, Bert?
We can't let Betty down, Xavier. We have to keep searching.
But Atlas, the ocean is too big, and Bert is too small. It's like searching for a needle in a haystack. Only the haystack is bigger than Pflugerville.
Sea snails are tiny, but we will find Bert.
If you say so.
Oh, let's try over by the coral reef. Come on, submarine pals.
We've been searching for 7 hours, and I'm getting hungry.
There's a half sandwich in my lunch pail. It's all yours.
Seriously, Atlas, how long are we going to keep searching for Bert the Sea Snail?
Until we find Bert the Sea Snail.
Let's try over by the sunken ship.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually getting tired.
12 hours of searching for a snail in the ocean will do that.
What are we going to do? The Whale of a Tale team never fails at stuff like this. The Pflugerville Ocean counts on us.
Let's call Betty over and see if we can let her down easy. Maybe Zeus can be her best friend?
Don't worry, Zeus. I won't let Xavier put you in a wetsuit and send you out into the ocean.
Hey, Betty, can we talk to you for a sec?
What's up, pals?
Well...
Xavier isn't very good at delivering bad news.
Bad news? Well, what bad news?
We've been searching for Bert the sea snail for 12 hours. It's just, he's so small, and the ocean is so big, I'm not sure we're going to find him. Sorry, Betty.
Yeah, sorry, Betty.
Bert!
A sad whale is really a bummer.
It really is.
Hey, Betty, I'm not sure if you are aware or not, but you've got a barnacle stuck to the side of your head.
Oh, that's not a barnacle. A barnacle is more like a rock. That's...
Wait just a second here! Is that...
Bert!
You gotta be kidding me!
I completely forgot my best good buddy Bert the sea snail lives on the side of my head. Also, he was very tired and wanted to take a very long nap. And he put on his tiny earmuffs so it would be quiet.
We found Bert the sea snail!
Yep, that's him! He's got the earmuffs and everything! How about we send the robot arm out and take the earmuffs off?
Deploying robotic arm!
I'll dial in the due language setting for whales and sea snails.
Removing tiny earmuffs.
Hey, Bert. How was your 12-hour nap?
Why, it was very good. Thank you. I dreamed I swam all around the entire Pflugerville Ocean.
You did! Also, hello, Bert. I'm Atlas, and this is my sister Xavier. We're in the submarine.
I can understand what the humans are saying. Weird.
You're not dreaming, Bert. We can understand you, too.
This is very unusual.
Oh, Bert, you crack me up. Isn't he great?
Well, Betty, it would appear your problem has been solved. A little bit of a bummer that it took 12 hours to find your best friend who was stuck to the side of your head, but those are the breaks.
I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
And by the by, there are a lot of sea creatures who need help, like my good buddy Sally Seahorse. She's trying to build a barn.
Is she now?
Oh, yes. How about we head over there and give her a hand? I mean, you can give her a hand. I don't have hands, which is why I can't build a barn.
We'd love to help, but first, we need to head back to the mothership for dinner and get some sleep. Let's help Sally Seahorse build a barn tomorrow.
Good plan. Come on, Bert. Let's go play checkers.
We are totally playing checkers.
Well, it took us 12 hours to find Betty's best friend, Bert the sea snail, who was stuck to the side of Betty's head the whole time. There's a lesson in here somewhere.
How are they going to play checkers? They haven't got hands.
Sometimes the mysteries of the deep are impossible to understand.
We're off to get some rest before heading out on a mission to help a seahorse build a barn. Until next time, you can find all sorts of amazing and fun stories by searching for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. I'm listening to Sam Archer right now. She's a third grade detective.
I bet Sam Archer would have found Bert the sea snail in less than 12 hours.
I think you're probably right.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh?
So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.